Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
It is all about being inclusive today with the celebration of the same-sex marriage bill. Let's get to know the people in your community here on the Coffs Coast and someone very special to you, Sam Dawson.
Yeah, she's a marriage celebrant but also an advocate for marriage equality. Has been backing this in hard from the start. Has a great story as well and, you know, a son that she has just really wanted this day to happen for, like, for everyone, but of course for her son as well.
And Sam, you would have had a massive day yesterday celebrating this. How are you feeling this morning?
I've been down to scratchy because I've been up till midnight talking to everybody about it.
No, you sound amazing and how exciting. You've already got a couple that you've had lined up for a while and now they're saying, let's get this paperwork through. When is the marriage actually going to happen?
Yeah, the great news is I had an email straight from them. They're in Hawaii on a bit of a honeymoon, they said. And they're like, oh my goodness, we just heard the news over here. Is there any way we can do it as soon as possible? And I said, well, hopefully the bill will be through tomorrow, the 9th, because I had an email from our celebrant association and they're hoping that it'll be through by tomorrow.
The Governor General should sign it today. Let's hope it can happen. I think they will. I think it's definitely today.
Oh, my goodness. It is so, so exciting, isn't it? I just wish, because I sort of was at work till about 8 o'clock, and then I came out and I had all these missed calls and messages from my mum and my son and everybody, and it was just so exciting. And so then I was just ringing everyone back and on the phone till midnight, just with pure excitement. There's so many friends I've made out of this whole process as well, like, you know, strangers. And one of them is this lovely granny called Jan. She is so cool, and she always refers to her granddaughter as a rainbow granddaughter. And she I had a message from her saying, isn't this the best day ever, Sam? So I just love that, you know, this is such a passionate and such a meaningful, well, it's really history, isn't it? Made history.
Yeah.
Such an exciting time. But it's really, really important to people.
It is so important. And now you get to be able to be a part of so much more happiness by being able to legally marry people.
I know. How lucky am I? Yes.
It will be, but, you know, what you were saying there as well, if anyone has a look at the images and the celebrations and they don't feel their heart getting a little warmer, you know, something's wrong. But I think a lot of people are like, this is bringing more people together. Love does that. And if you're not feeling that way, have a look at more of the images and have a look at more of the celebrations, because I'm sure it will turn around. You'd have to agree, Sam.
So true, Joel. You absolutely nailed it then. And I was even looking at the Parliament when they broke into song and I was crying watching that.
Did you like the song, Sam? We've been bagging the song a little bit this morning.
Yeah, they can't get everything right, these pollies.
Oh, bless. Thank you so much, Sam, and enjoy. And now, no, we do need to remember when you came in, when Joel was away, we said there needs to be an official rainbow party when it actually goes through Parliament. Is that on the cards?
Absolutely. Well, I've been talking to my friend Todd, and I'm like, come on, we've got to get a party going. So I'll let you know, Jules.
Yes,
and Joel,
I need to be invited in on this. Oh, you're the best, Sam. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much,
Sam.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, Hit 105.5.